with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards all over mid-Michigan, and we're glad you're listening today. So far, had a lot of fun. We've talked to a company called Johnny Secreto, and we've got the Old World Olive Press. And right now, we're going to take a dive down into a little town called Fenville, one of my favorite places to be on the southwest side of the state. And there's a guy down there that knows a little bit about grapes himself. His name is Doug Welch. And good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well. We are in harvest here, and it's an excellent year. And today's a beautiful day, and so we're excited.
Okay, so the harvest is looking good this year.
It's looking excellent.
And how are your reds?
Reds are going to be outstanding, although they're the last thing that we pick. So, you know, a lot can happen between now and then. But right now, it looks to be a banner year.
So if we get a bunch of early frost, is that gonna hurt the reds?
Not
sweeten
really,
them up too quick?
We're 3 weeks ahead of normal right now. And that's what's making the reds so good, is that they're actually ripening in very warm weather, which is unusual.
So you're going to have some nice dry reds.
Excellent dry reds.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent dry reds. We're bringing in white wines, white grapes. I can tell you I've never seen a harvest like it. Lots and lots of grapes. You know, you hear about all the farmers that had a lot of trouble with the spring frost. Wine grape farmers seem to fare pretty well, and we have a full crop and getting real ripe.
You know, I was hanging out with a buddy of yours this week, a guy named Dave Engel, who's got a boat called Best Chance, too. I was so close to your place. he seems to like your wine quite a bit, and you guys have a little bit of history together.
Yeah, Dave, I've known Dave as long as I've been here, almost as long as I've been here. And my late wife and his wife used to teach together. So, we go back a long way.
Yeah, I can't believe that there isn't a little bit of his salmon going with some Fen Valley wine, like all over West Michigan.
I'll bet there is, and I'll bet it's good, too.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of production of whites, that'll taper off about when?
You mean when will it be over?
Yeah.
Well, normally that's over the first week of November. This year we're looking at probably mid-October.
Okay. So you'll start harvesting reds mid-October?
No, we'll be harvesting the first reds probably the first week of or last week of September or first week of October, and then it's pretty much reds for the next two and a half weeks.
Doug, I'm curious what you think your best varietal will be this fall and what we should be looking for in the stores.
Well, actually, in the terms of white, I think our best varietal is going to be Riesling. That's developing very, very well. In terms of reds, I'm always looking at Merlot. And I know a lot of people look up down their nose at Merlot. But a Michigan Merlot is nothing like a California Merlot. It's got a lot of character that does not come from grapes grown in a hot climate. And we're really anticipating good Merlot this year.
Yeah, because we had such a hot climate. So you're going to be bumping up against the same circumstances or ingredient contributions that the California reds get with the kind of temperatures we saw this summer.
Well, actually, it isn't the summer temperatures that count. It's the temperatures that we experience right now. And even on a warm year like this, we'll never come up to the same conditions that they experience in California. So our Merlots, our reds are always going to be different from their reds.
Great. Okay, so if people want to find Fen Valley wines, you're in pretty good distribution all around the state of Michigan?
Yep. We're more heavily concentrated Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Holland area, but we are expanding out into the east side of the state, Detroit, Ann Arbor, and that part of the state.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Doug. As always, we're enjoying all your wines and wish you the best of harvest this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and we're looking forward to this year, too.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was Doug Wells from Fen Valley Winery. If you don't know where that is, it's a little bit west of Kalamazoo, little town called Fenville, of all things, and he makes some great wine. We've been down there, and I can attest to it personally. It's great stuff. Joining us right now, we've got a gentleman named Mike Elzinga, and he runs an organization that he's trying to get off the ground here called World Missions, and we ran into Mike, and I want to talk a little bit about his effort.
Let's clarify that, first of all. He does not run World Missions.
Well, I'm just trying to help him.
He's trying to help him.
It's a, I think it's like an 80-year-old organization. Maybe it's 100 years old, maybe.
He invented the internet.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Also invented, I gave you a promotion, baby.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You give him the pay.
And thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Let me set this up. Michael is married to, and Michael's a good friend of ours, and he's married to our friend's daughter. And we were camping last weekend, eating some great stuffed jalapenos. Did you like those?
Amazing.
Yeah. So they're on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. So he's telling me all about his trip, and I'm like, okay, we got to get him on the air because here's what he's doing. Tell him.
Yeah. My wife and I are both quitting our jobs here in Grand Rapids. I'm a professional videographer. My wife is a writer and designer. We're renting our house, selling our cars, and we're going to set out for a year to go around the world, Asia, Africa, and Europe. And we're just going to go through, see as many missionaries as possible. Right now, we're probably going to see about 23 missionaries and just help them with video production, setting up blogs for them, and helping them connect and communicate better with churches.
That's pretty cool. I mean, a missionary's missionary.
Yeah, it is. You're going to be spending time. And how can we help?
We are definitely looking for donations. The visas and airplane costs alone are pretty huge.
Okay, these guys are going off, the two of them. I was at their wedding last year. The two of them, they're just leaving. They're just going to fly around the world, and they're going to go place to place to place, helping people who've given everything to be missionaries. So I think there's people out there that could understand how significant it would be. They're going to be like consultants, in my opinion. Mm. They're going to go out and help these people tune up their websites and their ability to raise money and to get their messages out. So
yeah, and hopefully,
I just was really impressed that you're going to just throw it all in like that.
Thank you. And hopefully we'll be able to not only help them raise money, but get people back home excited. And
yeah,
especially young people get excited about missions and maybe start joining missions.
So how do they find you?
The best place would probably be to learn is crwm.org. That's Christian Reformed World Missions.org. crwm.org/Elzinga.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can check out our blog, which is 2 Cameras, 1 Mission.
Nice.
Yeah.
2 Cameras, 1 Mission.com.
Very cool.
But no roasted jalapenos.
Oh, man. Mm. Actually, we might cook them this weekend.
Oh, we.
Well, Mike, I know you're going to see an opportunity to try food from all over the world. It'll be interesting. We're going to ask you to report back to us not only how you're doing with the mission work and keep us in the loop because we want to help you there, but we also need to know what kind of food you're eating from all over the world, especially the grilled stuff.
Right? Yeah, you can hit our Facebook page and throw your pictures up there.
That's a great idea.
You know, those spiders and all those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monkey brains.
I'll definitely be doing that.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Mike. Hey, coming up next, I'm going to break down the fishing report for the state. We're going to talk a little bit with Bob about a fishing trip, a really special one that he took this week with the Best Chance 2 Charters. We're going to talk to Captain Dave, and then we'll throw a few other things at you. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.